Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Yount steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Deer steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston bunts in front of the plate. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Deere strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from O'Brien to Brock and they have Guillen trapped. The throw over to Sviam, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Sviam moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Sviam moves to third. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston strikes out. 1 out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Brock reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Serhoff hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Guillen strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Redus reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 3 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien strikes out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob James now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Sviam moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 4 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.